Hi, and welcome to the August 8th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. Starting with Kiss and Kiss-related news. August 8th, 1952. In Cape Town, South Africa, longtime David Letterman drummer Anton Figg is born. He'd go on to record with Kiss on their Dynasty and Unmasked albums, and would drum for Frehley's Comet and Ace Frehley's 1978 solo album. Happy 67th birthday, Anton. August 8th, 1987. On this day 32 years ago, Kiss filmed their video for Crazy, Crazy Nights at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. They also give a free mini-concert to the fans in attendance, which included a performance of the Led Zeppelin song, Whole Lotta Love. August 8th, 2009. On this day 10 years ago, during a Keith Urban concert in Kansas City, Taylor Swift and her band pranked Keith by coming on stage during his performance of the song Kiss a Girl, dressed as members of Kiss. Taylor was dressed as Ace Frehley, and at the end of the song, they even did the Deuce choreography dance. Keith is a major Kiss fan and got a big kick out of the prank. If you've never seen this video, go check it out on my page. August 8th, 2012. On this day 7 years ago, during a concert in Englewood, Colorado, Kiss and Motley Crue announced that they are going to donate $100,000 to the Aurora Victim Relief Fund. This money would go to the families of the horrific movie theater shooting that happened in July of 2012. Kiss and Motley Crue hope that their donation helped raise awareness and encourage others to donate as well. In other rock and roll news, August 8, 1992. On this day 27 years ago, Metallica and Guns N' Roses were scheduled to perform in Montreal as part of their big summer tour together. During Metallica's set, James Hetfield was injured by stage pyrotechnics and had to be rushed to the hospital as his entire left side of his body was burned. He suffered second and third degree burns to his body. Guns N' Roses comes on stage next, but Axl ends their show 15 minutes into the concert, upset over problems they are having with his monitors. The fans end up rioting, turning over cars, smashing windows, setting fires, and looting local stores. Not a good day in the history of hard rock and heavy metal. August 8, 1996. On this day, 23 years ago, the Sex Pistols performed their very first concert in New York City. Not bad, it only took 20 years from the time they released their classic album Nevermind the Bollocks until they actually played in New York. I was there that night, and I still say this might be my overall favorite concert of all time. And in rock and roll birthdays, August 8th, 1961. On this day 58 years ago, Richard Allard Ream is born. He'd go on to be known as Ricky Rocket of the rock band Poison. Happy 58th birthday. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow Mike Brunn on Twitter @Mike_Brunn.